electric. A good word, because it reminds you that power needs to flow from this stage, and it should be a two-way current, between actors and audiences, of course. But the electricity has to do more, keeping the company alive, argumentative, and full of energy, and just as important, connecting it to a wider culture, to theatrical innovation and discovery, to changing tastes. As David Tennant and Patrick Stewart know,
I think what the RSE does has a huge influence on us culturally as a nation. And that feeds into everything that we do culturally as a nation. I think it's one of those centre points. And the kind of films we make are influenced by the kind of work that goes on there, the kind of books that are written in this country, the kind of television that we then make, the literary brio that you get in the writing of, I mean, I'm going to say this, but in the writing of someone like Russell T. Davis. The joy of language that you discover in something like that is the kind of joy of language that you also discover in Shakespeare, you know.
Because if that is not celebrated, if we don't celebrate the best,
yes,
then we won't try to
absolutely
reach,
you know,
the best.
And when that language sings, it's not like anything else.
I know when in 1987 I went to Hollywood and I walked onto the bridge of the Enterprise for the first time, I felt closer to being on the stage of the Royal Shakespeare Theatre in what I was doing than anyone could possibly have imagined. And I was actually bringing the style, technique, and the principles of the Royal Shakespeare Company into the 24th century.